So before I offer my words this morning, I want to say that announce that for tomorrow, Nikki Mirgafori will give the 7 a.m., lead the 7 a.m. sitting and the talk. I'm going to go and see my 90-year-old father, and we'll start. Then we need to start this driving down to Southern California. I'd like to start early before it's too hot or it's too late. And it's very fortuitous that Nikki will come, because the schedule was to talk about the final exercise in mindfulness of the body is an exercise that might sound gruesome, but I'm sure that Nikki will present it in other ways, which is imaginary practice, a visualizing practice, or a reviewing practice of how this body of ours, sooner or later, will become a corpse. And rather than being a gruesome and frightening, depressing exercise, I think it's really part and parcel of this movement towards freedom. And so Nikki has done a lot of contemplation of death, a lot of consideration of this. I think maybe last year she even talked about it a bit during when she was leading this 7 a.m. So it was very fortuitous that the topic should be one that's so close to Nikki's heart. And I think you'll be in much better hands with her than me on this topic. So I'm very happy for this. But the topic for today is, I'll introduce this way, and that is that many years ago I saw a poem, and I don't remember all the pieces of the poem, but it was a very simple poem that said something that if you're running, walk. If you're walking, stand. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lay down. And I think it went on, but there was a progressive movement to be getting quieter and quieter, stiller and stiller, to less activity, less energy involved in doing and doing and doing. And this is could be described a little bit the movement of meditation, that we're moving from a mind which is very much more active, busy, abstract, thinking a lot, and letting the thinking mind, the abstraction mind, become quieter. But not just become quiet and calm, but become clearer and clearer. So there's a clarity of attention that goes completely together with no longer being so involved in, caught up in the thinking world. And so much of the stress that human beings experience, you might attribute it to the world around you, which has some truth to it, but it's all processed through the world, much of it processed through the world of our thoughts. And our thoughts themselves get transformed into emotions, and emotions come back and feed the thoughts. And there can be this complicated loop, that Mobius loop that we can never get out of thoughts and feelings and spinning. But as we sit down to meditate, some of this stuff quiets down. Thinking about the future quiets down, and we're just thinking about the present. Thinking about the present in terms of me, myself, and mine, and how I feel, all my resentments or dreams, quiets down. And we just get quieter and quieter in there, in that mind, as we realize, as we give our mind a vacation, a rest from the incessant ways in which we can be think and think and think and think. I can remember laying on grass someplace, looking at the clouds drifting by, and feeling so content and happy and peaceful, and just watching the patterns of the moving clouds as they move through the blue sky above me. And after a while, not only, you know, so much of my daily life and the concerns fell away, I was just there with kind of absorbed or involved in just watching the changing patterns of clouds and the movement of it, until I would say that I wasn't even thinking there are clouds. There was just awareness of movement and color and shapes that were shifting, and it's much more elemental, basic. And the relief, the peace, the simplicity, the quiet of the mind that can do that with the clarity of seeing, so I'm not numbed out, but with clarity, it just gets so peaceful. And it was a wonderful break. It was a wonderful pause. It was a little vacation from being so caught up in things. So, and then if we have that experience, then we have a new appreciation of how the mind gets caught, how the mind gets preoccupied and spins out and busy and all that. If all we ever know is a busy mind, it feels normal. And the stresses of it just are taken for granted or not even known. They're just, it's so normalized, we don't even know it's there. But if we have this experience, this very strong, radical experience of really things getting quiet in the mind, then we can start taking more consideration and care and of what the mind is doing, and we begin getting a feeling for where freedom is and peace is, that's not in chasing more thoughts, not by thinking better, but by quieting the thoughts, but not to numb out or to be disconnected to the world, but to have a kind of a different kind of intelligence operating. That is that it's not so much centered in thinking. So it's in this context I'd like to talk about this next exercise of called mindfulness of the four elements. And this is appropriately simple instructions, some of the simplest ones for mindfulness practice. One considers, contemplates the same body, however it is placed, however disposed, so whatever way the body's sitting, standing, walking, whatever way we are, as consisting of elements, thus, in this body, there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. And this is supposed to be an ancient Indian idea that all physical matter is made up of four different elements, or qualities, or characteristics, or processes. Earth, I think that it... Yeah, earth, water, fire, and air. And kind of like, you know, the earth is the foundation for the oceans and the rivers. And so then fire is a little bit more the fires of, kitchen fires of the ancient world, campfires of the ancient world. And then higher than that is the air. So it kind of goes from the most solid to the most ethereal or most light. And... But how it applies to our body is that it's aware of the raw, basic sensations of the body, the physical sensations that make up our experience of the body. Not necessarily what the body is, but how from the inside out we experience the body. And it simplifies all the possible experience we have into four categories. Those of solidity, those of liquidity, those of motion, and those of movement. So solidity is the earth element, liquidity is water element, and temperature is the fire element, and movement, the wind associated, is the air element. And so it isn't so much you have to remember and fit everything into these four elements ideas, but to really the sensations that those point to, so to feel the solidity, the hardness, the softness of the body, the weight of the body, the lightness of the body perhaps, to feel the temperature of the body, the cold and the heat, to feel the movements of the body, the movements of the chest and the diaphragms as we breathe. Sometimes you can feel it feels like the blood coursing through us, or the movements of the heart, and whatever it might be. And then the water element is all the things that are kind of fluid and a little bit sticky. It says that it's what creates stickiness. And so I associate it with the muscles are tense. Other people might have different associations to the elements, but as they get kind of tight, sometimes sticky, and we begin to unstick them. And sometimes you have to massage your muscles a lot to get them kind of to unstick. But saliva, when we swallow, is definitely fluid. And so here the idea is to drop in to the raw fundamental simplicity of the body, kind of like you're looking at the clouds and just letting everything else go, trusting, sensing this very basic aspect of human life, the sensing of the body, to get concentrated, to be quiet, to begin letting go of the complicated world of thoughts and ideas, and to really kind of begin more and more attuned to get concentrated into the world of our sensations. And as we do that, the mind gets quieter and quieter, stiller and stiller. And there's two great benefits of this, many benefits. But one is that the mind gets quieter, and we have a whole different vantage point to be wise about the thinking mind and not be lost in it. And the other advantage is that as we get deeper and deeper kind of absorbed in a concentrated way into this world of just basic flow of sensations, the kaleidoscope, the river of sensations that move through us, all the different sensations that come and go, we less and less hold them together. We less and less relate to them as abstractions. The idea that there's a hand, it's true enough, but it is a little bit of an abstraction compared to just the sensations of the hand. Close your eyes and just the sensations as they buzzing, glowing, pulsing, tingling sensations of the hand. And the kind of handness, the idea of a hand, falls away, because that's a little bit of a concept we overlay on the hand. But just the sensations of it, we find that it lends itself to more and more of the mind letting go, letting go, letting go. And even holding, even there's a subtle way in which the idea of hand is a little attachment, a little holding on to something that's not needed to hold on to in deep meditation. And so this idea of dropping into the elemental sensations, the raw foundation from which we build so much of our lives, and get concentrated there, just the simplicity of the elemental qualities of our physical body is a very key aspect of vipassana practice, because it allows us to see the changing nature of phenomena, the impermanent, inconstant nature of things. And that itself leads to freedom. So may you spend time in the garden of your body with the basic foundational ingredients of from which we build so much of our complicated life. And maybe stop maybe for a while from eating processed food, but rather start with the elemental ingredients and just feel and sense and let them, the rawness of them, like eating raw vegetables, raw food, that might be full of nutrients. May the raw elemental sensations of your body nourish you with some of the best nutrients that we can have. So thank you very much, and I'll be with you indirectly with Nikki's teaching and tomorrow, and I'll be back on Monday. Thank you. Oh, I can also say that maybe I said this already, that on Sunday at 10:30 California time, Sunday morning, IMC will have a community meeting to talk about the opening of IMC, perhaps in August, and everyone's welcome to come to the meeting. And I mean, some of you also are local, so you might be coming. And so if you want to talk a little bit about it, here are some of the plans and ideas of that opening. That will be, there'll be a Zoom meeting. So the Zoom information is already on the What's New and the IMC calendar. And I'll probably post it on the chat for the Sunday morning talk. So thank you.